have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. And good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it is, wherever you are, when you decided to hit that play button, I am so glad you did and so grateful. This is Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina, coming at you with another episode of the Genesis Frequency in this new year, this new decade of 2020. So where are you now? Where are you now with your intentions and resolutions? I think resolutions really focus on what we don't want to do anymore, don't they? And a lot of people, they say, I'm not going to do this anymore. I'm not going to do this any longer. And we have a resolution. We resolve to replace it with something else. You know, I'm going to eat less sugar, or I'm going to exercise more. And I want to talk about that just a little bit as we talk about your intention, because you know that I am the dream big dream guy. And, you know, we have to be really careful around these resolutions. We all know, and perhaps even ourselves, we make these New Year's resolutions. It's a brand new, fresh start. And especially this time, we got a new decade we're starting, and we resolve to do something different. Out with the old, right? In with the new. And that's really the way it works. We do have to take something out to make room for the new. That's just one of the laws of renunciation, where we remove something and replace it with something that's positive, that's something that provides our growth and moves us forward in a positive direction, causes us to grow physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, all these things. But when it comes to resolutions, New Year's resolutions, our goals, our intentions, our dreams and desires, I want you to be mindful of how you're phrasing all this. Because so often I'll hear, and even in well-meaning communities on social media, in law of attraction groups and intentional groups, I am going to, or I will, or I'm going to get, or this year I'm going to, or I'm gonna, you know, and it's all going to. Now, let's think about those words for a moment. If you're going to, or if you say, I will, that places whatever that intention is that you are holding for yourself, that puts that someplace in the future that never gets here. It doesn't get here. And that can sound confusing to perhaps many of you. Well, what do you mean it doesn't get here? Well, think about it. If we only live in this present moment of now, and we're saying, I am going to, and then tomorrow, in that present moment of now that we experience when that gets here, that moment, and we affirm again, or we state again, or we write it down again, I am going to, that doesn't place it in our present moment. It's not present tense. It always places our resolution, our intention, our desire, our hope, and our dream somewhere in a future that doesn't exist. So, since we live in the present moment of now, we have to claim right now, right here, what our intention is for this new year, right? So, let's use just something real simple and basic for an illustration to illustrate my point here. If say we wanted to drop 20 pounds, we don't say, I am going to lose 20 pounds this year. That's the worst kind of statement or affirmation you can make, because you're going to. That means, oh, I don't have to yet because I'm going to do it. Well, when are you going to do it? Well, at some point in the future. When is that? I don't know. It doesn't exist, right? And then you're stating that you're going to lose it. Well, anything we lose, we find, right? We lose something, we find it. We lose the weight, well, we find it again, right? That's what happens. So the intention has to be in this present moment of now. So let's use a round number. Say you're 150 pounds and your intention is to lose that 20 or release that 20, right? And you want to be at 130 pounds. So what you would do is not lose 20 pounds. You would affirm the 130 pounds that you already are. And you already are that, right? You're 150, so you're already 130. It's just in there, right? And we want to remove, right? Remember, we said that in the beginning. We want to remove what is not serving us. That's the extra 20 pounds in this example. So we're chiseling that away, so to speak. So the 130 that we want to be, that we want to keep, will reveal itself. So we don't make a New Year's resolution or an intention or a desire, or even if we write it down on a goal card, I really encourage you to write down your goals and your intentions and desires. We don't write down, I am going to lose 20 pounds this year. We say, I am so happy and grateful that I am now at my ideal weight of 130 pounds, my perfect and healthy weight. I give thanks. I am so happy and grateful. Use words like that, affirming in the present tense, always. Because see, we hold the desire, we have this want, and we have this desire, in this case, in our example, it's to be at a different weight than what we are now, which we already are. It's in there, right? So we're just affirming the good that the 130 is, and releasing everything else that is not of that 130, which is the extra 20 pounds that we're releasing and letting go, because it's not part of the new picture, not part of the new intention that we're holding for our new healthy whole life. So that's one of the reasons that we see so many people make New Year's resolutions and they fall away from them, or they last 2 or 3 weeks. Every once in a while you get somebody that, you know, took it deep into the year, maybe the whole year. I know that I have done that. So you want to make sure, you want to write it down, but you want to make sure it's stated in the present tense in an affirmative way. Not something you are going to do, not something you're going to try. I've seen people write out resolutions. I'm going to try to work out more this year. That's my New Year's resolution. Well, try, the word try, just eliminate that totally from your vocabulary. Because try is that trap door that is giving you a way out. Well, I said I'd try. I didn't say I was going to. You know, if you invite somebody to a social gathering or party and say, oh, I'll try to come, you know, they're not going to show up. You know, they left that trap door. Well, I never told you I was going to be there. I said I'd try, you know, that trap door. And that's how it works with us. That's just how we're conditioned, how we're programming. If we're going to try, or I will, or I'm going to, those are all trap doors that puts our good in the distant future, which never comes. This is so important, so key. And I'm telling you, 97 to 99% of the people don't write down their intentions and their goals and their desires for the new year. Now, I like to work with big dream goals. What is that that your soul was put here to be, do, and have? What is that? And those dreams are what I work with people. And most people reject those because they don't think it's possible for their lives. But I've said this before in many, many episodes, that you couldn't even possibly have the desire unless it was possible for you. So for this episode, let's just stick with those New Year's resolutions. And I'm talking those little things you want to get done. If this is your year of your big dream, and it should be, every day should be an effort with the intention of moving closer to your bigger dream, call me, send me a message, email me, message me on social media, do whatever it takes to get a hold of me, get on my calendar, and let's have a conversation. Okay, this is about you. I have dedicated my life's work to being a person that gives value and is in service to others, helping them to be all they can be. I receive my greatest joy by helping others to just say, I love having that phone ring, just helping others and that phone rings. Guess what? My book's been published. Guess what? I started that nonprofit and it's doing wonderful. Guess what? I went on my own and started my own company. Guess what? My art's being sold in a museum. Whatever it is you want to be doing, have, let me support you. I do this work. So write down your intentions and your dreams and your goals and desires. Write down your New Year's resolution, but stop calling it a resolution, because we are so conditioned that resolutions don't last, that resolutions are meant to be broken. We just have that conditioning from society, from our sense consciousness, that there's another New Year's resolution out the window. That's all we hear about, is nobody sticks to their resolution. We're conditioned because we've heard it all the time, and that repetition forms a paradigm in our mind. Resolutions don't last, right? We've heard that, and we've experienced that, and we've seen that in others. So keep what you want to you. Write it down. Write it down every day in the present tense, positive way. I am so happy and grateful that I am now at my ideal weight of, and fill in the blank. I am so happy and grateful now that I have accumulated in my savings account, and fill in the blank, and go on and on. Relationships. I am so happy and grateful. I am now experiencing a beautiful relationship with the love of my life. And write that down in a one or two, you know, sentence statement, an affirmative statement. Write it down. Carry it with you. Put it in your pocket. Read it all the time. Engage your feelings and emotions with it and see your world start to change. But do this right now. As soon as you are done listening to this podcast, do it right now. You know, I get a lot of comments. Thank you for the value and the service you provide. People listen and then they comment, oh, I can't believe you're just, you know, you're turned me on to this and you're just giving so much value and service. Well, it's what I do. You know, I'm in authentic and in alignment with what I want to be, do, and have in this world. But the thing is, people are always getting ready to get ready to get ready. Well, I can't start doing anything with you. I can't have a conversation with you. I can't move forward with you because of this. And then this has to happen, and this has to happen, and this has to happen. We're always getting ready to get ready to get ready to get ready to make our move. And guess what? That time to begin something, that time to pick up the phone, that time to have a conversation, that's always somewhere in the future. I'm not ready yet. Not ready. I will be. But not yet. You know, you make a commitment to yourself. You make a commitment to your goals and your dreams. You're not making a commitment to me. You're promising yourself to get ready to get ready. I'm good. I got a lot of people that I help, and you know, and I want to help you too. But there's always going to be somebody that is ready to go now. So don't be one of those that just constantly puts it off. I'll have a conversation in the future. It's just like our resolution. I'll get ready. When I'm ready, I will. When all these things line up for me, that's never going to happen. It's never going to happen. It's the way we're wired. It's our paradigm. Have a conversation with me, and I will show you within the first 5 minutes where you're stuck. And if you're putting that off, I know right or I already know where you're stuck. Just like our resolutions, we keep intending to do something at a future time that never gets here when we're ready. And we keep getting ready and get ready or get ready or get ready, because we're going to do it, right? But there's that word again. We're going to. When? Well, we're going to. I don't know when, but we're going to. Never gets here. So think about that. Listen to this again. Listen to it a few times. And get going now on your intention for this new year and this new decade. And if you want some help how to frame that, how to shape that, and some encouragement along the way, reach out. Get on my schedule. Get on my calendar. Ask me for it. I'll send you my calendar. There's no cost for this. There's no charge. We'll book a time. We'll have a conversation. We'll get you moving forward in a positive direction. We're out of time for today. This is Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kosmina, and you've been listening to The Genesis Frequency. I am so grateful. Have an infinitely spectacular